This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, happy St. Patrick's Day. First St. Patrick's Day on a Friday since 2017. Is that what you said earlier?
Yes, it is.
Right. Be safe. But enjoy the day, and parade is happening on Sunday, and Curtis gave you the parade forecast. What did you say, 35 degrees, so it'll probably be 50. You've missed on every single forecast lately, Curtis.
God, I guess I'm going to miss your party on Sunday. Too bad.
On the phone right now, it appears to be Eric Shun. Eric?
Yes, good. Very nice. Good morning, and happy St. Patrick's Day to you. Everybody here on your radio program, I thought we're not on the air right now.
No, obviously, of course, we're on the air.
My sincerest apologies to everyone here from Dr. Master Coach Eric Shun. I thought this was the line to speak with Miss Courtney Cox. I don't have a scoop for her.
You were calling Courtney because you have a scoop for her?
I'm all ears, Eric.
Well, you could go ahead and do. I guess you could go ahead and do it on air.
Yeah,
I mean, might as well. What's the scoop?
This was some information that I received from my previous program director, Richard Hertz, when I was working at WHEW in Charleston, South Carolina. Uh-huh. Beautiful place to spend St. Patrick's Day. The New England Patriots have signed Mike Gesicki, tight end, where everybody does enjoy. I enjoy tight end myself. They have signed Mike Gesicki in a play. The Patriots will be flying. They have two aeroplanes. They will be going out to meet with Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson in an effort to convince them to call their friend Patrick Mahomes and tell him he should come play for the Patriots. Mahomes to the Patriots.
The reason they signed Gesicki is a three-way thing to get Mahomes.
This I like Eric Shun loves a good three-way.
That's a really good scoop for you, Courtney.
Yeah, it is.
All right,
I'll be reporting
that out.
It. Yeah.
Better tweet it out now, Courtney.
That's a fantastic scoop.
Ms. Courtney, if I could just have a moment. If you are looking for a class in sports journalism, I studied under a wonderful woman. Her name was Maya Rear. I worked with her at WOWW in Columbus, Ohio. She was tremendous. If you ever want to work with someone, she was she's great. So Eric Shun here.
All right,
well, that's thanks, great. Eric.
Thank you, Eric. Great to hear from you,
Patrick.
What a guy!
For the Patriots. I love that. Tweet that out, Courtney.
And they're using Joe and Lamar to get it done.
Of course.
Well, Wiggy says pretty solid signing, though.
Yeah, it is. I mean, a one-year deal, solid signing. Yeah, he had some injuries that he was dealing with last year, but he played. If you don't know who Mike Gesicki is, he's the worst gritty in the NFL, which I think people love that he does it because they want to see, like, how bad can he do it.
Yeah, that's what we need is another gritty guy.
Everybody's gritty.
He and Mac and Juju can do they can be grittying on the TikTok.
Well, he and Mac can gritty to see who the worst gritty is, because now you have both of them on the same team. But I think he's a solid player, and that you add him alongside Hunter Henry, it just now does it open the door for them to use that number 14 overall pick to get one of these receivers that are considered the first or second best wide receiver in the league.
It's also a really interesting move, too, and Kyrie Thompson pointed this out. He writes football for WEEI, and he talked about how now the Patriots have two tight ends that don't necessarily want to line up on the line of scrimmage. Like, these guys aren't – their first priority isn't necessarily blocking. They're guys that want to catch the football. So it's something that Bill Belichick hasn't normally leaned toward when it comes to all of his wide receivers. He normally likes guys like Jonnu Smith, who will block in the run game, and these two guys aren't necessarily in that vein.
But nobody does that anymore. Like, even Jonnu Smith wasn't a blocking. Like, the day of the blocking tight end, that thing is long gone. You need a guy that can make plays in the passing game. Just get in the way, because most defensive ends and outside linebackers don't want to set the edge and play the run. So that's not really a big concern to me. My concern is, okay, how does this shape the offense? Do we see them go back to a little bit more heavy two tight end sets, and then it's Juju and wide receiver X? Is it the rookie kid? Is it Tyquan Thornton? Is it, you know, hopefully
you still have Devontae Parker,
right? I'd like to see them go out and get one of those, the kid from TCU or even the kid from Ohio State. So maybe that's something they do. I just hope that they don't go out and draft like an offensive lineman.
That's 100% what they're going to do. Because you look at the receivers, the only one that would make any sense is Quentin Johnston, just because Jordan Addison and Jaxon Smith-Njigba basically do what Juju do. And they do the exact same thing. It's the exact same role, and you're not going to double up on slot receivers.
I mean, but he's probably going to go get a left guard.
Right tackle, DeJuan Jones out of Ohio State is my guess.
Which you'll put at left tackle, and... but you know, what another thing that could be interesting, and I know you kind of said this, Greg, maybe you said it off air, that I believe Billy O'Brien like recruited or went after Mike Gesicki.
Recruited
at Penn State,
yeah. Right? So I wonder, and Gesicki's only a 1-year deal, so I wonder if there's still an opportunity to maybe draft a young tight end, knowing that you might lose Gesicki next year. Because let's say Gesicki has a good year and then he goes out there and he's going to want more money. Are they going to pay him? Or do you then get this young guy, the kid from Notre Dame, and then next year it becomes Gesicki and the Notre Dame kid and you maybe move on from Hunter Henry?
I would bet you $5 that the Patriots trade out of 14
okay.
to like 25 and take a tackle.
Yeah, listen.
Curtis, you are absolutely spot on.
And I probably wouldn't want to throw my – I probably would – rather flush my $25 down the toilet, because I would agree with you them doing that.
And I bet Ken, but he'll just give me a gift card. So.
But I listen, I like the signing of Gesicki, but I also like the signing of Jonnu Smith and Hunter Henry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now let's see what type. But Gesicki has proven that he could be a guy that could like be a. I think he had like a couple years ago, he had a really good year. So he's proven that he could be a valuable asset in the passing game, and we've seen him over the past couple of years twice a season playing Miami.
How much of the lack of production for Hunter Henry and Jonnu Smith last season do you put on the two idiots that were running the show?
Well, you have the play, Greg, that will remain infamous forever. I think it was against the Bengals, the final home game of the year, where Jonnu Smith and Hunter Henry went out for a route and ran into each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is the situation. The coaches were a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
Well, I would ask.
Yeah, I think the coaches definitely impacted Hunter Henry, but I mean, you saw how bad Jonnu was the year before with McDaniels at the helm. So
right.
I don't think that was going to help Jonnu at all, but it definitely set Hunter Henry.
And
didn't Hunter Henry at some point during the season almost say that he was frustrated?
Right. He did. And so that was going to be my point, Greg, is. I think it's more about those guys being frustrated and the coaches knowing and kind of like phasing them out to where is Billy O'Brien and, obviously under the orders of Bill Belichick saying, okay, everybody gets a clean slate. You know what I mean? So Kendrick Bourne, for example, does he start in the doghouse or is he like, you know what, we're giving everybody a clean slate
I mean, they have to be done with that because they need him.
But we know Bill.
He holds a chip.
Like, Bill does. Oh, come on.
Yeah, it's a clean slate, but he's going to remember. Bill, I don't think that it's just going to be like, oh, all's forgotten.
That is the one thing about Bill, knowing Bill, is that he is petty king and he definitely holds a grudge. Like, especially if he feels like a guy is going against the family, he might be like, looking at him sideways like.
Yeah, but, the North remembers.
But he's, was it on air or off air?
Uh-huh.
I better be careful.
You better
where
be.
Where Devin was talking about the Jack Jones thing.
That was off.
Yeah, I think it was off. But he didn't really get into it.
He did a little bit. Oh, but I would just say that from the perspective of a player who had been there,
uh-huh.
Bill didn't react as strongly or as angrily as one might think he would to a player barking at him.
Well, he did because we didn't see that player again. We didn't see him play again, did we? I don't think we saw him play again in the sense that he might still be on the team. Look at the other guy that supposedly was put on the, I don't even know what the name of the list is, the punter. And now he's gone.
See ya.
Right? We had Matt Light on this show, and Matt Light talked about it. You had one guy who rushed for 200 and something yards, and next thing you know, was on the cover of Sports Illustrated, and 2 weeks later, he was gone. Mm-hmm. It's like Bill is like the Chinese government when it comes to people whistleblowing on COVID. Maybe COVID started in a lab. Right? And Kendrick Bourne was like, wait a second, let me tell you where COVID really started. Well, it was like, where has Kendrick been for the past 8 weeks?
It also kind of seemed like this wasn't a one-time thing with Jack. It was kind of, you know, that is his personality.
So does Billy O'Brien now come in and give these guys a clean slate, right? So
he would have to.
Right, but is that under the Bill saying, all right, we're going to give all these guys a fresh start? So like Hunter Henry, we know, or at least there were reports that he was a little bit like, you know, what's going on with this offense, that kind of thing.
Well, you're kind of a Hunter Henry hater.
No, I don't mind Hunter Henry.
Last season, you never gave him credit for anything.
No, but I don't mind him. He's solid. He's not Travis Kelce or George Kittle.
Of course.
Right, but he's solid. He's not moving the needle. Gesicki is not moving the needle. When I look at this team, you need a player on offense that is going to move the needle. Do you think teams go like up all night going, damn, how the hell do we stop Hunter Henry? But that's where, as a fan, if I'm looking at my offense, you want to have guys. When teams were getting ready to play against Gronk, you don't think those guys are up all night trying to figure out how the hell do we stop this guy?
If this team, as it's currently constituted, had Brady and Gronk from 6 years ago, it'd be a contender to win the Super Bowl. It's a good team. But in their division with Mac, this is a, at best, 10-7 team, if everything goes right. And so my question is this what you want? Because the ceiling of this team is not nearly as high as it used to be. They've done a good job.
You disagree with Foyer when it comes to them finishing second in the division.
Well, I guess you could finish second at 10-7, tied with like the Jets if they have a bad year or something. But
or Miami, right?
I mean, are we really going to have a parade for finishing second in the AFC East?
But what I would say to Curtis's point, with this talent that you have, if you add a Lamar Jackson to it, now you have a legitimate chance of finishing first in your division because you have solid players in Gesicki, in Hunter, in Juju. Then if maybe Tyquan Thornton takes a step up, Devontae Parker.
Ramondre takes another step.
Right? You add a couple, you know, you get your offensive line to shore it up a little bit. You bring in Billy O'Brien, who now can be innovated as a play caller. You got Adrian Clem as an O-line coach. Insert Lamar Jackson to that talent, which is, in my opinion, is better than what he would have in Baltimore.
It's not happening ever. Stop.
I'm just
saying. We may know it's not happening, Greg, but we're just telling you that it should happen.
Right, because Curtis is right. Why do you want to be 10-7 in second?
I should have sex with Emily Ratajkowski. It's not happening.
No, you should never say never. That's not true at all.
It's not happening.
But if Emily Ratajkowski, if she lived in Echelon and she was single, there'd be a chance, right?
You'd shoot your shot.
That's
what Patriots should be doing. Right. They should be shooting their shot.
Right. You could have the concierge deliver a love note.
You might not nail it down, Right. Hey, listen, you might not get there, but at least you would see her in the building.
But
you
it doesn't,
I'm going to try.
Where is the massive amount of interest from NFL teams?
Can we
not
get back into the Lamar Jackson?
I don't know. I'm just
times.
Asking the question.
I don't know, Greg. You got to
if he's such a game changer, where's the massive amount of interest at giving him $200 million guaranteed?
I think there's collusion, but yes, absolutely. The owners don't want to normalize the guaranteed deal that Deshaun Watson got. They all know Lamar Jackson is a more valuable commodity than Deshaun Watson, and they're trying to preclude other teams from doing that.
So but, owners have the potential to get a guy who Scheim and Wiggy tell me can win them a Super Bowl, they're not doing it because...
Do you think Robert Kraft is building a team he thinks can win a Super Bowl this year?
I don't think all those owners can agree on...
Greg, can you answer that question simply?
What?
Do you believe Robert Kraft is building a team that can win the Super Bowl this year?
I think he thinks he is.
So then he's misguided? I don't think Robert Kraft is misguided. I would not say that.
I think he puts wrongly or rightly puts a lot of faith in Bill.
Okay, and but that, I think if you sat down with Bill Robert Kraft quietly in Echelon's boardroom, he would say we could be a playoff team. Maybe we win a game.
So why is Robert Kraft not all in on Lamar Jackson then?
Because it's about a business, and they want to maintain the status quo of avoiding guaranteed contracts.
Right.
Think of what they meant to Major League Baseball. Once you get guaranteed deals, they don't go away. And if the season were to begin tomorrow, I believe the Patriots over-under for wins would be 8.5 in Vegas. I think that would be a fair number.
Probably right.
If they get, if they have a good year, they win 9-10. If things don't go right, they win 8 or 7. And that team, I'm sorry, when you say people want to win championships, the guy here who's won 6 is not building a championship team right now, but he's charging championship prices.
So then, Greg, in your opinion, why isn't there any interest in Lamar? Or why haven't we heard of this interest?
I think at the money that he wants, there's too much of a risk that he's not a long-term player for your franchise.
But you don't have to sign him to an 8-year deal. It's like you give him 4 years at $50 million a year, 4 for $200. And the NFL works in 4-year cycles anyways. So it's not like you're committing to a guy like with the Patrick Mahomes contract that's 10 years long. He just wants a fully guaranteed deal.
Right, and I think Curtis is right, is that the owners don't want the Deshaun Watson. I think what the owners would rather... And this is where I think the league might go to, is what Patrick Mahomes got. You give him a 10-year, $350 million, but you guarantee in him $200 million, and the rest is just funny money that, and you keep him under contract, because if Lamar's only 26 years old, when he gets to 31, you're still probably going to want him around. And I think that's what you see teams will start doing and not have to worry about, 4 or 5 years fully guaranteed.
603 text. For Greg to have a chance with Emily Ratajkowski, it would take more than $200 million guaranteed. I would agree
How
with that.
How do we know that, though?
We don't know. All right.
Pete Davidson got him.
Hey, if you're one of those who is constantly dragging me about my love for Bruce Springsteen, if you hate Bruce Springsteen, you want to be listening next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.